Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, here we are. There we were. We're back again. It's your girl, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. We're broadcasting live somewhere, maybe in the middle of America, maybe in the middle of nowhere, the Hollywood Hustle Show. If you're just tuning in, I'm your host, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. I'm an entertainment reporter by day and a screenwriter by night, and currently, you know what I'm struggling with, people? I have a dynamic story. I'm not going to spill the tea or the beans about this story, but it centers on a magical black girl. That's all I'll say. It centers on a very magical black girl. It's a coming-of-age story, and I'm not sure if it should be a script or some sort of novella of sorts, you know? But anyway, that's my hustle. You probably hear my dog in the background barking. There's no telling what has her distracted. That's Lady Cersei Bear. If you hear her, she's making an appearance. Yes, it is Animal Kingdom around here. If you listened to the show last week, you probably heard the bird, Molly, chirping and co-signing in the background. Now we have Lady Cersei Bear joining us. Hopefully you can hear me out there, testing 1, 2, 3. I am back Wednesday and Friday, every Wednesday and Friday, live at 12 p.m., Los Angeles time, where everything goes down. We're here for an hour, folks. The call-in number, if you want to get in on the discussion today, 646-668-8342. Call in. You know what I want to address tonight? Why Hollywood's portrayal of black women is problematic. Now, before we get there, warning, listen up, listen close, warning. Time to adjust yourself so you can listen to this warning. Are you ready? If you're that type of person, you know, if you're that there's only one race, the human race, so get over it kind of a-hole, this show is not for you, so tune out now. Anybody is welcome to listen today, but I'm specifically addressing my black women. I'm addressing black content creators who are compelled often to depict us in a negative light because it's entertaining. You find the devaluing of us profiting, and you want to do your part to contribute to the stereotypes and the negativity that the system has against either our culture, our race overall, and just the black womb. But before we get there, just a reminder, the Hollywood Hustle Show is here to help content creators and their stars take their craft to the next level. Every Wednesday, I try to have industry players, colleagues on the show to share their advice, share their tips, share their hustle. This is our, fifth show, I think. June is going to be great. I have a lot of wonderful guests lined up in June. So, of course, when I say to all the character voices in my show, spilling the tea, of course, about Hollywood and what the industry is whispering behind the scenes regarding the latest headlines, you can get caught on the tea and, you know, what I'm reporting, right, for various outlets, including eweb.com, that's Electronic Urban Report, Emmys.com. You know, they are responsible for the Emmy Awards, Primetime Emmy Awards and such. Your girl will be attending the Primetime Emmy ceremony in September. Fingers crossed, right? So you can check out my social media. My Instagram, of course, is Nye McGee, N-Y-M-A-G-E-E. My handle on Twitter, I believe, is Writer Nye McGee, and then Instagram is Indie Art Swag. Of course, I'm for Red to call a co-host on the show today. So if you are tuning in, hoping to listen to the male perspective and to gain a male perspective, maybe he will join us sometime in this century. Hollywood Hustle Show. Why Hollywood's portrayal of black women is problematic. Listen, guys, I'm going to be jumping all over the board with this topic today. I'm going to be throwing examples at you. I am just going to state things, okay? This is not an essay. This is not a, you know, I'm not breaking down a philosophy here. You're welcome to join in on the discussion, whether you're black, white, male, female. Of course, I did say that I'm directing this to black content creators because we do contribute to the foolery and contribute to the foolery. But I realize that the Hollywood machine is, you know, this is how they profit. There is money to be made. Now, listen, if you're listening at work, okay, now I tried to put the settings on PG-13 here to give you a warning that while this show is clean, today's topic, you might find I might drop a few inappropriate words. So if you're at work, you might want to turn it down, put on your earbuds. Okay, if you're around the children, put on your earbuds, because I'm going to drop a word right now that gets people in trouble. I can't take credit for this word. My someone that I admire greatly, Carla Booth, you might be familiar with Carla Booth, the author, the black feminist, the all-around just black queen of social media when it comes to keeping it real, at least in my realm of social media, right? She coined a word a couple years ago that has stayed with me. Here we go. It's not appropriate. It's a very, very disgusting word, but I'm going to have a point here. Nigger stock, okay? Hollywood, black folks included, nigger stock is profitable. And what is nigger stock? Black people acting foolish, depicted foolishly, boons, coons, and buffoons. As I spoke about last week's show, there's money to be made off of, you know, us calling each other the N-word in our music, in our creative arts, right? Our movies, throwing each other under the bus, rejecting blackness, you know, in order to appease whatever system around us, you know, dictates how we live in terms of professionally, personally, right? And so there's profit off that. And I won't say the word again, in stock. Let's just call it in stock, okay? And part of the in stock machine is trashing black women. And there's, you know, why Hollywood's portrayal of black women is problematic, you know, for a number of reasons, okay? Clearly, and black women can call in, and even if they don't call in, many of them listening will attest to the fact that such portrayals of us, these negative portrayals of us, right, it affects our personal and professional relationships. It affects our abilities to excel in the work. It doesn't matter how good you are, right, how well-spoken you are, how clean cut you are, you know, whether you're a natural, wear weaves, or we'll get to that later because that's part of the, you know, that seems to be a problem for many. It really doesn't matter because of the stereotypes and judgments that outsiders have about us solely because of how we're depicted in the media. It affects our relationships in the workplace, right? For many of us, it affects our self-esteem. Many black women find it challenging to express themselves, to stand up for themselves. They find it challenging to defend their womanhood, booms, because society says if we, and only we, if we show any emotions outside of servitude or that Get Out gaze. Did y'all see Get Out, the movie Get Out? Remember the only black girl in Get Out, that gaze, because she was, what, stuck in the sunken place, right? that get out, yes, yes, mammy gaze, right? If we show any emotions outside of servitude or that get out gaze, then we're angry, difficult, and aggressive. Now, many of us are pioneers. We throw our finger up to people who turn their nose up to end up for ourselves, you know, included. You know, we don't care. We want to think we're angry and bitter for standing up for Black women, Black people, humanity in general, you know. Middle finger to you if you think we're angry. But a lot of us, I'm aware, because I speak to these women privately. They direct message me out in public. You know, a lot of them, they haven't the strength and the confidence. They struggle daily with their womanhood, with their Blackness. You know, they struggle daily, socially, professionally, personally. And a lot of it has to do with are connecting with society, are wanting to connect with the society and build relationships, right, outside of our communities, outside of what we know, but finding it challenging to do so because of all the walls that our others build up towards us, for us, right? We have a caller on the line. Maybe it's Redbeard. Let's see if he wants to weigh in on this discussion. Redbeard, are you there? Hollywood Hustle Show.
You know your boy Redbeard is on the line tuning in with you. What's going down, Hollywood Hustle?
Man, welcome. Happy Wednesday. I appreciate you tuning in. Have you been listening? Are you aware of the problem? Do you agree that Hollywood's portrayal of Black women, of course we know Black people in general, but because I'm a Black woman, I want to speak specifically on this. Are you aware? Do you see it? Do you find it as a Black man navigating your way through this life, right? Are you seeing these problems?
I do, actually. Oh, yeah, I do, actually. If they don't have them being loud, mean, ignorant, you know, it's not going to happen for them. So I think there really does need to be a change when it comes down to the portrayal of Black, and not even just Black women, Black men as well.
Well, you know, according to society, and of course, according to Hollywood, if a Black woman is passionate about her culture, if she's passionate about society in general, about social, racial justice and injustice, if she has passions and political affiliations, if she's pro or against Obama or Trump, then what? It doesn't matter. We're labeled loud and bitter. Of course, non-Black women, especially if she's white, they could be about all this. And they're classified as sassy, progressive, bold, empowering. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Another reason why.
Go
ahead, Redbeard.
You know, when it comes down to, for some strange reason, it's almost like Black men and Black women, we can't be looked at as a positive thing. Because once we have that positive image, it's almost like, who are they going to point the finger at? They got to have an escape goal for everything. And it has to be the Black race, you know what I mean? So until we as a people get our things together, nobody will take us serious.
Absolutely. And that's part of...
Starts with us first.
Right. And I agree. Black people, you know, we are guilty. We are guilty. We celebrate our erasure too. And by erasure in the media, I mean we are quick to turn up our noses to. And I'm not saying all of us people, okay? But you know what I'm talking about. You see the comments on social media. You read the articles. You're aware. Don't act like you're not aware. Don't send me no hate mail talking about I'm not talking about all Black women, all Black men, all of anything. But you're aware of what's going on. We celebrate our erasure through, you know, we're quick to turn our noses up if a Black man does date a dark-skinned Black woman, or if they're dark-skinned Black women in leading roles, if she's in love with someone, and heaven forbid she's in a romantic relationship with a white man. I had one of my Black male longtime friends tagged me in an Facebook post the other day about Aisha Tyler. Y'all know, I think I'm saying her name right. Aisha Tyler, the comedian, beautiful black woman. She's been in the game for, what, 20 years? She's been married to her, what, college sweetheart? White guy. They've been married for years, right? Never had any children, but I guess, you know, didn't work out. And part of the problem, and she has even spoken about this, the fact that she couldn't have kids was a source of tension in their relationship. Is that the reason why they divorced? I don't know. Long story short, a judge ruled this week, I believe, that she has to pay the husband, what, $2 million in spousal support or something. My friend emailed
me. Okay, I read that story.
Yeah.
Okay. I know what you're talking about now.
Right? A lot of us in our community, black community, have this mentality that if a black woman gives her love, her womb, to anyone other than a black man, then she's a bed wench. I don't know what this term bed wench means, but I noticed that we only demean black women when it comes to interracial dating. Black women are demeaned, okay? And we're referred to as bed wenches because either A, we watch Scandal, and like Kerry Washington and her white president love affair, we're bed wenches if we applaud or praise or have crushes on white men or date white men or anybody that's not black, right? Of course, black men can date whoever they want and they're heroic, right? Black men can date whoever they want outside of their race specifically and in the process demean black women and they're praised and they're heroes, okay? So my friend is like, Nye, what do you think of this? Aisha Tyler, the bed wench. Ah, ha ha ha, the bed wench has to pay the white man $2 million. What do you think of this? He says. I couldn't even respond because I'm thinking to myself, you know what, brother? I've lived in Hollywood long enough to know how this game is played. I know that beautiful black chocolate sister, okay? If she wasn't dating that white man, if she wasn't married to that white man, I know her Hollywood life and the dating scene would have been a great tragic tragedy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. And black women who live in L.A., I'm not talking about outside of L.A., specifically L.A., y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know the dating scene in L.A. for black women who don't date outside their race. Now, black women, if you date outside your race, the sky's the limit for you. But if you're one of those black women who specifically is only down for a black king, okay, Black Lives Matter, the black king, well, your dating life is going to be quite challenging in Los Angeles because the culture or mentality there is anything that's not black. Light, white, mixed race. And I'm thinking to myself, you dare call this sister a bed wench because this white man loved her and stayed with her for X amount of years from college throughout her career, and she's a bed wench? I bet if she was walking down the street, you wouldn't give her the time of the day. Why? Because she's black. And let me tell you something. I've read the comments. I see it. I see how we respond to media. And Hollywood is paying attention, too. And that's why they portray us and continue to portray us. They see, Hollywood sees, the Hollywood machine is watching Black Twitter, is watching Instagram accounts like The Shade Room, or you name it, where black folks gather and talk and socialize and compare notes about this, that, and the other. And who do we praise and who do we knock down? If the black girl don't look like Beyonce or Rihanna, she ain't worth it. I've seen for years black folks talking about Kim Kardashian is black, Amber Rose is black. Y'all said Rachel Dolezal, whatever the hell her name is black because she worked for the NAACP. Then Mariah Carey, I mean, the greatest trick Mariah Carey ever pulled was convincing Negroes that she's black, right? Y'all ain't never seen no black. They pulled some crackhead out the gutter and said, this is her father who's never been in the picture. You know what I'm saying? And everybody believed it. And this is the images of blackness that we celebrate. Lupita, when Lupita came out 12 Years a Slave some years ago, black people weren't checking for that. Her sisters were. The dark-skinned sisters were. The progressive black folks were. Who have been thirsty to see an image such as Lupita and Viola, right? But we ain't checking for these women.
I think it's intimidation. I think when it all boils down to it, I think majority of the masses are intimidated by the dark-skinned woman, the loud, not afraid to say what she wants, the half-backbone dark-skinned woman. Even black males, you know, because most black males right now, you know, they all into the light skin. She got to be foreign and music plays a lot of that, plays a part of that with the videos that they see. No dark skinned women in the videos, and I think it's all intimidation because most black men can't handle a strong minded black woman because of how they were up their upbringing. Now, if you think about the way men are being raised nowadays, it's by the black woman, and I'm speaking in our race, not all men of other races, but I'm talking about right now with the black community. They're being raised by women, so their attitude towards women and dark skinned women is going to be that of a woman, which is intimidation. They're intimidated. They can't handle them. They don't know how to respond to them. They don't know how to control them. Not really control them, but get them under control with the loudness and the obnoxiousness. It's just all an intimidation factor. And I think that plays a part in why they are portrayed that way, is because it's to put that fear into people, like, oh, man, a black woman is a loose cannon. We can't handle her. She's obnoxious. The black man is becoming soft. They feminizing the black man now. So it's almost like once they get the black man to be a black woman, it's like the black race is going to come to an end pretty soon with all this nonsense they got going on.
Well, I will say this on that. You know what? you kind of triggered something. The Hollywood machine is trying to replace the black woman with the black man, and especially through hip-hop, because all these prominent rappers are so feminine now.
They're so feminine.
Okay? But another thing is, you have to understand something, okay? Humanity, for as long as we have existed, and the black race, the African, is the longest human of, you know, we've been on this earth the longest. But if my personal belief is that mankind has been just trying to destroy blackness since the beginning of time, okay? Since man became aware that blackness is a threat, trying to destroy blackness. But let me tell you something. Watch what God do. You can't. Man, you can portray a black woman as the most evil creature on the face of the earth until all of the world turns her back against her. But let me tell you something. Watch what God do. The black womb was the first, and it shall be the last. Okay? All right? You can't destroy God. You understand what I'm saying? In a spiritual, in not, let's get out of this human plane, because this human plane of existence teaches us to hate and judge. On a spiritual plane, this is God's work. They nailed Jesus onto the cross, and I'm not saying that the black woman is Jesus. I do believe that, you know, black woman is God. Perhaps I'm biased because I'm a black woman. But my point is, try as you might, Hollywood machine or the anti-black woman machine, and that includes black women, because there are a lot of black women who are male-minded who hate blackness and the black womb just as much as the system. Try as you might, haters, but watch what God do, right? Now, of course, everything I'm saying today, black women, we already know the problem, Hollywood, how they're portraying, how Hollywood's depiction of us is problematic, even without me having to address it on this show. But for non-black women, especially non-black content creators who view the world through race and gender tinted glasses, this show is for you, right? This show is for the black male content creators who view black women through stained lenses, primarily because your personal so-called negative experiences. You know, those of us who have long been unplugged from the matrix, you know, we've been aware that the film industry still functions as a white straight boys club, you know, and what they like to present to America is primarily the ratchet images of black women.
Right.
Where
gotta
black
be
women,
ratchet.
We have to be ratchet. We have to be sad and lonely and can't get a man. All right. We have to be angry and bitchy and fighting and unlovable and loud and vindictive and petty and
several different baby daddies.
Right.
You know, the baby daddy scene is major.
Right.
Ratchet weave, long fingernails, colors,
right.
Which is not all good. Colors is all good, but if you you're going to wear the weave, you know, make it presentable. If you're going to wear the nails, the fake nails, they don't have to be 9 inches long. Do they really have to be 9 inches long?
Cause everybody is wondering, how do you wipe your ass with 9-inch long fingernails?
Serious. That's the real question.
Like, seriously. Like, let's get really
like,
for real here. Now, of course, you know, all these little themes that we rattled off, all these negative things that they like to explore with the black woman, white women are depicted this way on television and in media, too. The difference is that they're given balance. You see, the world gets to see a balanced white woman, and that's the real human experience, you know. My problem with how black women are portrayed on TV goes back again. You know, how we're portrayed on TV and films and media and music videos is how these images affect our personal lives, everyday lives, our relationships or lack thereof, you know, our relationships within our community and outside of our community. Because sadly, we live in a world where humans are programmed and triggered and influenced by the media and pop culture, whether they like to admit it or not. If Migos and Little Thug or Young Thug and
Little
Uzi Vert.
Come on, you got to get the names right. You got to get the names right.
If Migos and Young Thug and Little Uzi Vert, they've all said it's cool to wear tight jeans, blouses, and purses. The hood is responding, okay? I'm not saying everybody cat in the hood is going out to wear skinny jeans, but we've seen it. So don't act like it's the pop culture, the rap, the media is not influencing our youth and even our adults, okay?
The new
even
thing
our
now
adults.
Is they wearing purses. They done
right.
found these Chanel purses, and because they're small in size and not big and gaudy like a Dooney and Burke or something, they figure that it's okay to wear. And just because they put a couple bands, 100,000 in a Chanel purse and walk around with it, they think that that's cool. But what you're really doing is actually giving black men the idea that it's cool to walk around with a purse. And now, have you seen the romper for men, not just for black men, but for men? It's a romper for men. But
oh, yeah.
The thing is, they're not advertising it with white models. It's all black men that I've been seeing in the romper on the internet.
Have you
now,
peeped
that's
it?
Unbelievable.
Have you peeped it? Now, I will admit, I did see one ad come down my Facebook timeline, and that was my introduction, actually, to the romper. It was an ad featuring white males. But since then,
okay.
You're right. Specifically on Instagram, I have seen the romper, you know, as you know, on black male models.
Right.
Leaving once again our youth confused, you know. And listen, guys, this is not... Be free. Be free. If you're gay, straight, black, white, male, free, female, live life how you want to live. You want to wear a romper? Wear a romper. Okay? What I'm talking about here specifically is blackness, black portrayal, and how black portrayal in the media is affecting our community, and especially black women and our relationships outside of our community and in our community. Now, let me give y'all some examples, more examples here. Have you noticed, okay, lately, as we're seeing, is at least, you know, I'm in the media business, so I watch a lot of movies, films, you know, shows, web series. So I am seeing, you know, there's still a lot of work to do, but where I am seeing black women be included, okay, here's her narrative almost every time. Here's the black woman narrative, okay? She's angry for no reason. We all know that narrative. Just no reason at all. She's just angry, okay? She's nice, or she's nice, but she's fat and can't get a date. I'm sure we've seen that narrative. So we've seen the angry black girl, she's angry for no reason, or she's nice and fat and can't get a date. Okay. Or she's pretty, slim, pretty, attractive, but she's angry because she's dark-skinned and she can't get a date.
I've seen it.
What am I leaving off, people? Feel free to call in and join the discussion here, 646-668-8342.
Now, you know, in Jamaica, there's an epidemic with black women that they're bleaching their skin. so that they can be lighter.
Have you heard of that? Nigeria, yeah.
I mean, Jamaica is going in Jamaica. It's crazy. I watched a video the other day where they actually wrap themselves up in plastic with skin bleaching cream or whatever kind of, it might be hair bleach that they're putting on their skin. They put this all over their body, wrap themselves up in plastic, go to bed with it, wake up the next morning with the hopes that their shade's lighter than what they were. Now, understand this. That's a mental issue because you're trying to strip something that God gave you. Your melanin, that's God's gift to us. Why would you want to strip that? Why would you be ashamed of that? You should embrace it and love it.
I'm going to tell you why, Redbeard, and it leads me to my next point. And I'm going to tell you why many of us are ashamed of our own skin, especially the darker we are. But before I get that, it kind of ties into a comment that I read on Facebook. There was a monologue posted from Scandal the other day, this empowering monologue, where the black actress, not Kerry Washington, but I can't think of the woman. If y'all watch Scandal, y'all know what I'm talking about. The woman who plays Carrie's mama, right? It's empowering. She delivers the talk to Kerry Washington and her father, Carrie's father. And, you know, it's basically about the black woman's burden, her, you know, the black man's, how the black man views the black woman as a burden, blah, blah, blah. Very empowering clip. Someone in the comment section of this clip said that being a black woman is hard, it's difficult. Others in the comments said to her, sister, I promise you it's not. And I had to co-sign. I promise you it's not as a black woman. Being a black woman is not hard and difficult. I know outsiders like to tell you it is, especially I can't tell you the number of black men I've had say, oh, I know it must be tough to be a black woman. You know what? Life is tough. Life is tough for everyone. Let me tell you something. I can't honestly sit here and say, woe is me, life black woman. Have there been moments in my life that have been challenging, that have been ripe with gender biases or race bias? You know, was I not given a position or, you know, didn't excel in some way in within the system because of my gender and or race? I'm absolutely aware that that is the case. However, as I've said at the very first episode of Hollywood Hustle Show, you know, my childhood dream was to work in the film business. Ever since I was a little girl, ever since I could remember, I wanted to work in film business. So I applied myself and I worked towards meeting that goal, and it has been met plus some. Everything I ever dreamed about accomplishing in the film business has been accomplished, with the exception of seeing my name in the bright lights on the big screen, directing my first feature-length film, and I'm working on that, right? My blackness, my vagina, my gender, my sexuality has not stopped me or hindered me in any way to accomplish my goals. So I don't have a woe is me, I'm a black woman tale. A woe is so hard because I'm black. Has life been tough? Absolutely, because that's part of the human experience. But I realize, I'm noticing that the women who say, oh, blackness is so tough, I'm a black woman, it's so tough, it's so hard, it's such a burden, those are the women whose entire existence, whose entire identity is dependent upon A, the approval of black men, A, or B, the approval of, as I said, 20 minutes ago, nigger stock. And if you just tuning in, you don't know what nigger stock is, you'll have to go back to the top of the hour and listen to the replay. The woe is me, black is a burden, women are those whose existence is dependent upon the system, or European ideology, okay? These are the women, because the rest of us are thriving. We're living life. Unplug from the sister, unplug from the matrix. Unplug from Blackistan, sister. Unplug from nigger stock. Unplug from European ideology, and you will thrive. You will see your black womanhood is a blessing. It is not a burden.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with that. Unplug yourself from that European way of thinking about everything.
That is why I say Hollywood's portrayal of us is problematic, because this is the result. Black women don't like their blackness. They're using bleach. because what they see is light-skinned and biracial and mixed-race women being represented as the epitome of blackness. You know, they see their black male heroes in terms of celebrities, whomever they may be, only giving praise and approval to non-black women or racially ambiguous women, you know, while at the same time dissing and diminishing and running away from and making blackness, authentic blackness, a joke. Now, somebody, a lot of people like to ask me, Nye, I've heard you say, what is authentic blackness? What is authentic blackness? I mean, they're offended, especially black people. What is authentic blackness? What do you mean? My mixed race friends especially like to ask me that. And I said, well, you're mixed race, right? I mean, one parent is non-black. Am I right? Well, every black person in America is mixed. We're all mixed thanks to slavery. You know, a lot of black people like to just talk backwards. They don't even know what they're we know, idiots, that we're all mixed with something thanks to slavery. But my black-ass, blackity-black, who came from two black-ass, blackity-black parents, my blackity-black-ass from two black parents experience is not the same as Mariah Carey's black experience, right? Because y'all have told me Mariah Carey is black. You think Mariah Carey's black experience is the same as mine? Is she authentic black? Not in my world. See, that authentic black experience gets your ass shot up, get your ass made fun of in the media. Black women, you ever on the public bus, the train, using public transportation, and you notice that the bus is getting full and full and there's a seat right next to you, but nobody wants to sit next to you. And you're wondering, well, why you don't smell? You're not a problem. You're just sitting there going about your day, maybe to work, school, going to the grocery store, maybe going to the park. Maybe you're going to the forest to feed a deer. But they don't want to sit next to you because you're black. Now, at first I thought it was just me. I observe my black experience when I'm out in public. One day I was on the internet, I was reading some article, and there were a lot of comments in the article from black women saying the same damn thing, how they notice when they're out on public transportation, people will avoid sitting next to the black woman. I wonder why. You see, we live in this world where whether or not you have direct contact with black women, you apply every negative stereotype or every negative experience you've ever had with us to every black woman you see. So if a black woman broke your heart in eighth grade, oh, well, that's unforgivable. You don't want to talk to them. You don't want to date them. You certainly don't want to sit next to them on the bus. If you become a Hollywood filmmaker, well, the only narrative you will write for the black woman is that of the woe is me, my blackness is a burden, and my savior is in the black man. I'm talking to you, Tyler Perry, Oprah. Okay. Lee Daniels, John Ridley. Y'all know what I'm talking about. These cultural batterers. I like Lee's work, Tyler, Oprah, John Ridley. Look him up if you don't know who I'm talking about. Okay? But a lot of our black so-called narrative, creative, A-list heroes, come on now. Y'all know they got to where they are because at some point in their career they had to throw the black womb under the damn bus. You have to.
They and you know why that is, though?
Let me just say this.
Okay.
Wait, let me just say this. And you can. These creators like Lee, Tyler, Oprah, John Ridley, okay, y'all can name them. They only represent black men positively by throwing black women under the bus. And, of course, all our problems, all the problems of the black woman, and all our conversation, of course, centers around black males, narratively speaking, in film and television. And y'all know what I'm talking about. It is dangerous. Hollywood's portrayal of black women in America is dangerous because to tell women and young girls that if you're miserable or depressed, you won't be empowered until a good man saves her world. What type of women are you wanting to run your society, to live and coexist in your society, if they think their womanhood, their identity, is all in the black male's happiness? And that's how Hollywood depicts us on both sides. White Hollywood and Black Hollywood depicts us that. If we're not angry, we're suffering for Black men. Am I lying? Where's the lie? Redbeard, take it away.
Well, here's the thing, though. See, now, I kind of agree with that, but then I would also like to say that when it comes down to the degrading and keeping them low with the low self-esteem, I think that's all a part of not wanting the connection between the Black man and the Black woman to be superior. Because, you know, when the Black, normally, and think about back in the day, when the Black man and the Black woman were together, strong, united, and they were fighting for a cause, it was like the ideal couple. You know, Black women, they were raising kids, they were going to work, the fat father was in the house. Nowadays, the father can't even be in the house because of what the man is telling the Black woman. Okay, Black woman, you had a man in the house, well, we won't give you Section 8, and we won't give you this link, we won't give you medical for your kids, WIC, and all this type of stuff. It's bigger than just keeping the Black woman or the Black man at a low level. It's bigger than that. They know once the combination of the Black man and woman is at an all-time high, the sky's the limit for us. Sky is the limit. And I think once the connection is made again between the Black man and the Black woman, I think things will drastically change within our communities.
I'm just wondering, what does it say? We're going to take a little break, but I'm going to leave you guys on this. Black content creators especially, okay? What does it say to us as a community that, you know, first of all, before I say this, it is a fact, and you can look this up, because I'm not attacking Black men. I'm only signaling and pointing out Black males because they have more opportunities in front and behind the scenes than we do, and this is a fact. Google it if you don't believe me, people. Again, as an entertainment reporter, I see this. They have more opportunities, especially more opportunities behind the camera than Black women do. Okay, there are more Black male directors and writers and producers than there are Black women. And kudos to these Black males for you know, ripping down walls and kicking in doors and getting a seat at the table, right? But what does it say about them, these Black male directors and writers who participate in the creation of many of these negative storylines about their own image? And by I say their own image, Black women, you come from a Black womb. What does it say about you, content creator? When will the sexism and the misogyny be removed from your storylines? I don't think you're capable of doing it. You can prove me wrong, maybe in 5 or 10 years. But if you want to be part, I've said it on Twitter, and I especially said it after John Ridley, director John Ridley. I think he wrote 12 Years a Slave. He wrote a piece some years ago on ESPN. I think it was for ESPN.com. You guys have to look this up, about basically why Black people are crap. You know, here's a Black man writing for an all-white publication about the problems of Black people. Of course, he used the N-word. I think his headline was "Why Niggers Are a Problem for White America," something like that. Don't quote me on it, but you can look it up. Nonetheless, he just had a piece come out on Showtime called Gorilla that is based on a true story, centers on the Black Panther movement in London back in the 60s, I believe. And at the center of his story is a Black man, of course, and his non-Black woman. So when he did press for the project in the UK recently, you know, a lot of the Black women in the audience wanted to know, how do you do a story about the Black Panther movement and not put at least a Black woman in a prominent role? Apparently, guys, the sole Black woman in the series, or one of the leading Black women in John Ridley's Gorilla series, is an informant for the government. She's ratting on the Black Panthers. And, of course, the Indian woman or the Latin woman at the lead is down for the Black Panther. So, of course, when, you know, and John and his Black cast of actors were questioned about this, they were offended. John became emotional, saying and basically put a non-Black woman at the center because his wife is not Black. let's just backtrack and hold up for 1 second. The reason why I have a problem with this, because can you imagine if Issa Rae or Issa Rae, forgive me, sister, if I'm mispronouncing your name, or Ava DuVernay, or even myself as a black female content creator, can you imagine the backlash we would receive as black women from our own community, especially, and especially from black males? If we made a project, a movie, that centered on the struggles of black people and the Black Panther movement, and at the center of the story we put a black man, a white man, okay, and his black woman love interest, we would be ran up. Our black card, black pass would be revoked. We would be ran up out of the damn nation of blackness, honey, if we, black women can't do that. You see what I'm saying? But see, that's why specifically this show I'm addressing our black male content creators, our non-black content creators, black white men, white women, who have no clue about black culture. So they just write coonery and buffoonery because, hey, they see that's what we like. Apparently, they're like, well, black people like to see this. Gabourey Sidibe said, my poor sister, and I love her so much. Google it if you don't believe me. She's talked about how the scripts she has gotten in the past, written specifically for her, but they don't address her as a human or even by her name. They address her as whale, hippo, the fat black pig. And these are white folks writing this. So, I mean, we got 15 minutes left in the show. I'm going to take a break. Whew, we need a breather. Redbeard, you think we need a breather? I mean, well, where are we at with it? There's still time to call in if you want to get in on this discussion. 646-668-8342. Hollywood Hustle Show. I am your host, Nye McGee.
It's your boy, Redbeard. Hey, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, man. Redbeard438. Holler at me on Snap, Redbeard438. Anything, Redbeard438. I got you on the social media. Get at me.
We'll be right back, guys. Hollywood Hustle Show. I'm your girl. I'm your host, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. And, yeah, welcome back. Basically, we've just been talking about how Hollywood preys on the insecurities of black women, pressing the idea that not finding a good man is the reason why black women do not have successful relationships, both personally, privately, and professionally. It's a very dangerous very dangerous themes to explore. It affects the psyche of black women globally in ways that non-black women and then just, you know, non-women, you can't even fathom. Joining me, of course, Redbeard, you're back live. Have you been enjoying this? Have you been finding this conversation insightful, enlightening at all? Okay, perhaps Redbeard is not there. Listen, guys. Social settings for many of us can be awkward, uncomfortable. You there, Redbeard?
I am here. My bad. I didn't think you could hear me. I'm like, I'm here.
Okay.
But to answer your question, yes, I am enjoying this topic, and I'm hoping that the listeners are too, so that they can understand what's going on, see it for what it is, and call it for what it is when they see it. Don't just sit back. And I know the black women who are listening, the ones who aren't afraid to voice their opinion or matters, speak up, man. If you're in the acting field, if you don't like a role that they're trying to give you, speak up. If you don't like how they're trying to portray you in a music video, speak up. Just don't do it for the money. Money is always going to be there. You got to be happy with the things you do, and if you're not happy at the end of the day, speak up.
Well, listen, a lot of black actors, especially if they're just coming up in the game, they will do anything. If the studio tells them, eat a turd and call your sister a mammy and slap your mom in the face, but they're going to do it. You know, they are going to participate in demeaning, devaluing images or characters, you know, in order to get ahead, in order to impress, in order to get that buck. Now, let me tell you something. A couple years ago, Hollywood was trying to do some production. I forget what it was, some big budgeted production. And they went to the reservation. I have to get the exact film, but some of you might recall this. They went to some reservation because they hired authentic Indian actors, okay? Authentic Indians, I should say, not actors, but they hired real live Indians for the acting roles. And there's a scene where the white male actors, of course, wanted to demean an Indian woman and have her doing something like piss on herself or drink some pee or pee on someone else. You have to Google it, right? And the chiefs and the males on the set, the Indian males, they shut it down. They said, you will not demean and disrespect our women. And, of course, the white male writers were trying to convince them, it's funny. Because, of course, to white Hollywood, white male Hollywood, and stereotypes, racism, sexism is hilarious. Turn on the television and the trailer for Baywatch. I'm watching. I saw something else recently, another big budgeted film. And the trailer is just, you know, funny, hot bods. And then a racist moment where somebody says something race-related, race-baiting. Because you got to grab the audience. You got to let the audience know, your target audience, hey, not only will you see The Rock's hard body or insert the name of any hot celebrity, not only will you see the chiseled hot body of your favorite celebrity in this action-packed adventure, but we've also sprinkled in a little racism for you so you can fully enjoy it. The chieftain, he shut that down. And they cut the scene of this film where they had wanted to demean the Indian woman. Black people don't do that, okay? A couple years ago, when Gwyneth Paltrow went on Twitter and dropped the N-word, and a lot of people, you know, black Twitter came for her. They're like, you don't have the right to use the N-word, Gwyneth Paltrow. But of course, what they fail to realize is that Kanye and Jay-Z had told her it was okay, because she was with them in Paris while they were all singing Niggers in Paris. And she was just quoting the song with Jay-Z and Kanye West. Of course, black Twitter didn't get it. A lot of black Hollywood men specifically came to Gwyneth Paltrow's defense. How dare you attack the white woman? Let her use the N-word. It was all fun. It was in jest. She's down with us. She's friends with Beyonce. She has a pass. Jay-Z's her good friend. She has a pass. Of course, fast forward about 6 months to a year later when Vazinae Wallace, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly, the young girl who, young black girl who starred in Beasts of the Wild, I believe it was, when a liberal or, you know, white-owned online publication, again, turn your volume down or get the kids out of the room because I'm going to drop the C word here because I'm keeping it real. Right now, turn the volume down. When this liberal publication referred to this 9-year-old black girl as a cunt and then said it was a joke because we're satire. Do you think any black male Hollywood players came to her defense? Russell Simmons, I'm talking to you. You came to Gwyneth Paltrow's defense. None. Nobody came to the young black girl's defense for being called the C word for no particular reason at all. Of course, the publication said it was a joke. Somewhere, and maybe because I'm old and outdated, you know, I did grow up in the 80s. I fail to see the humor in calling a little black girl or a little girl, regardless of her race, the C word. But black folks said it was okay. Hollywood is paying attention, and that's why they continue to portray us negatively. And then you wonder why your sisters, your aunts, your cousins, you know, your black female cousins are mad and angry. We got 90 seconds left in the show. You wonder why they're angry, because the world says we're not worthy. The world doesn't treat us like we're humans. Even our own people have decided we're this and we're that and the other, because we don't have the get out gaze 24/7, because we don't live a life of servitude. The only time they like a loud black woman is when a white male cop shoots a brother down in the street, and they want us out there screaming about Black Lives Matter. If we ain't screaming about Black Lives Matter over a fallen black man, then we're angry and we're bitter. Where is the lie? Hot Hustle Show. I'm your girl, Nye McGee, a.k.a. Nye Hollywood. That's it for today's show. You guys got to come back.
It's your boy Redbeard. Got your boy Redbeard. Hollywood Hustle Show. We out of here.
Yeah, Friday we'll be spilling the tea. I think you have your famous 15.
Oh,
we have 30 seconds
oh my
left
God.
In the show.
How can
you
I
want
forget
to tell them
about
that?
The Indy 15. How could I forget? This Friday starts the first episode of the Indy 15. Spotlight on indie music, indie artists, shows, performances, whatever you indie artists have out there got going on. I want it on the show. Starts this Friday. Tune in.
How do they? 10 seconds left. Really quickly, how do they get their music to you?
Check me out on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook, you can get all the information. Send me your music links, and I'm actually making a post right now about it to give you a little more info. So follow me on Facebook. That's Redbeard on Facebook, Redbeard438, Instagram, and anything else. I have more details up.
Hollywood Hustle
shortly.
Show. Hollywood Hustle Show, guys. We'll see you on Friday, this time on Friday. Stay real. Thanks for tuning in.
Holla.